The Cosmos is the classroom, presented by Science at NASA. At an upcoming workshop, teachers will learn to use black holes and other wonders of X-ray astronomy to teach science in their own classrooms. March 4, 2003. No one knows why young people find black holes so fascinating. Maybe it's the aura of a mysterious object shrouded in darkness. Maybe it's the mistaken idea that black holes are portals to distant parts of the universe or to parallel dimensions. Or maybe it's the awe-inspiring power of an object that gobbles up everything nearby, even light. Whatever the reason, black holes are cool, and that means they belong in the classroom. Let's face it, says Mitzi Adams, an astronomer at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. An apple falling on Newton's head doesn't grab today's movie and video game saturated teenagers, much less fill them with a passion to learn about gravity, mass, and density. But even Hollywood special effects can't hold a candle to the real-life phenomena that populate our universe, such as black holes and supernovas. Just imagine the reaction in the classroom if one day the teacher said, "Okay, class, today we're going to look at real data from a real telescope of a real black hole that's about 3,000 light-years from Earth." You can almost see their eyes widening now. The message to the students is clear. These amazing objects are real, and all that boring stuff in the textbook is the way to understand them. This summer, from July 20th through 23rd, NASA will sponsor a pair of teachers' workshops to help teachers bring the excitement of real-world astronomy into their own classrooms. One workshop will convene near the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, the other at the Wright Center for Science Education at Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Experts will be on hand to explain black holes, supernova explosions, binary stars, comets, planets, and more. But lectures are just the beginning. Teachers will also learn to use a simple version of the same powerful software professional astronomers use to transform raw data into important and meaningful conclusions. The data will come from the Chandra X-ray Observatory, a NASA space telescope sensitive to light in the X-ray range of the electromagnetic spectrum. These real-life data from Chandra are at the core of inquiry-based classroom activities to be presented at the workshops. There's a big move to teach science instead of with a lecture mode through the discovery mode, sometimes called inquiry-based teaching, says Adams, who is organizing the Huntsville meeting. The two workshops stem from a collaboration between NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center and the Chandra X-ray Observatory Center at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory, or CXC. These organizations have been working together for over 20 years to develop and launch the Chandra X-ray Observatory, and now they are collaborating on education activities, says Kathy Lestition, Director of Education and Public Outreach at CXC. The Chandra X-ray Observatory is ideal for observing such things as black holes and supernovas. Black holes are invisible to normal telescopes, of course, because light cannot escape their immense gravity. But this gravity also attracts surrounding dust and gas. When matter falls toward the black hole, it becomes heated to very high temperatures and emits X-rays, explains Adams. So, if you see X-rays coming from an area of the sky in which there's no star visible, then that's a possible candidate for a black hole. Teachers will be able to show their students real images of these clouds of doomed matter, explaining how knowledge of physics lets you connect the dots between the observed cloud and the hidden black hole at its center. Support to attend each workshop is available for approximately 30 science teachers in grades 8 through 12. Application forms can be found on the internet at highenergyteaching.com. Applicants will be selected based on who will get the most out of the workshop, Adams says. Ultimately, it will be the students who get the most out of it. In their fascinating exposure to the real-world science of the darkest objects in the universe, they may discover the illumination that learning science can bring. This story was written by Patrick Berry and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.